Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers shares what God has been doing in his life.
So I'm going to start with the second passage today, which ironically was also the passage my wife and I chose at our wedding. It's Ephesians 5, 21 and following. Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, be subject to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. As the church is subject to Christ, so let wives also be subject in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Even so, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no man ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, and I mean in reference to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as Christ, let his wife as himself, and let his wife see that she respects her husband. So in this, we women, I think, have a tendency to get more upset about this than men do. And I would encourage the women out there to really dive into why that is. This really shouldn't be upsetting. And understand that I'm coming from a point of view based upon creation, that the woman is the highest created being, because we see that everything created first, the thing created second, has authority over the thing created first. And so since the woman is the pinnacle and the last thing God created, she is the pinnacle of creation. And out of his wisdom, after the fall, he places her under the man. And we see this with St. Paul, that he's saying this, you know, one, be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. So you don't want a slave-master relationship, but out of reverence for Christ, we call each other friend. We are one flesh. But then specifically, wives being subject to your husbands. And I remember a while ago listening to a Protestant woman speak about her desire to do God's will. And she would pray, Lord, I just want to do your will. I just want to do whatever you want me to do. And he said, be submissive to your husband. And she would be like, yeah, I got that. But I just really, no, be submissive to your husband. And what she realized was that if she desired holiness, it lied in being submissive to her husband and following him. And I've gotten into discussions with other people about this, and women would have a tendency to say, well, as long as my husband is following the Lord, then I'll be submissive. And that's so subjective, because then you can decide when you want to be submissive and when you don't want to be submissive. Like, well, you know, he hasn't prayed daily in the last couple days, so I don't have to be submissive. And it's like, no, that's not how that works. Christ gave no direction here. St. Paul gave no direction here on the husband has to be perfect in order for the woman to be submissive, or the woman has to think that he is following Christ in order for her to be submissive to him. You know, as long as he is not making you violate any of God's commands or commandments, and, you know, like if he tells you to go have an abortion, I mean, you shouldn't just be submissive to that. You know, but if it's not disobeying one of God's laws, there's holiness in that submission, because there's humility, there should be joy, and there's a simplicity there for the woman. You know, as for the man, it gets Well, and even on that note, Peter talks about how the woman should not convert her husband through nagging, but through her submissive acts and the way that she is. And I am not going to quote that perfectly, but you can look it up in one of Peter's writings. And it's a beautiful passage about how the testimony the woman gives to the man by her actions and her submissiveness. And I would affirm that in my own marriage, that it is my wife's actions inside the marriage more so than her words that convict me and compel me to be a better husband and father. And as for the man, it's very interesting here is that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, to be holy and without blemish. And that is how a husband should love his wife. You know, like a husband loves his wife as his own flesh, and he nourishes it and cherishes it. How good are we at nourishing and cherishing our wives? And then not only that, in that edification and affirmation, but how good are we at pruning her, right? We don't want to prune her so much so that she can't grow. But for anything to really grow and become holy, I mean, it needs pruning. We need pruning. They need pruning. But when we see something that is not helping our wives be the best version of themselves, are we man enough to say it in a loving way where the pruning won't stunt the growth but help the growth of our wives? Because we should want them growing closer to Christ every day. And if they're wounded in any particular way, are we sacrificing? Are we offering up our day? Are we offering up our cross for the holiness and sanctification of our wives? You know, are we affirming them where they need to be affirmed? Are we building them up when they're down? You know, I mean, this is cherishing and nourishing. And I think this is where we men have fallen short as husbands. And I'm very passionate about relationships, and I love speaking about them, and I love talking about them. You know, and there's what role do we play inside of our marriage? And what role do we not allow our spouses to take? Men need to stand up and be the men that they're supposed to be by cherishing and nourishing, but also pruning. In all aspects, I feel that we need to improve at a very high level. And what are we trying to do? We're trying to present to ourselves something holy and without blemish. And the woman, this is why it's so important that she's submissive to him, because if the man is doing this rightly, she is submissive to the pruning, which will allow herself to grow and become holy and wholesome. It is such a beautiful passage when you see this in light of everything, in the way that it opens my eyes about how men and women should be inside of the marriage. It is such a building up of each other. And I mean, in pruning and edifying our wives, that's also pruning and edifying ourselves. We are one flesh. And this is where our holiness lies. And so what are we doing in the day-to-day? Can we speak to our wives out of love when they're being something they shouldn't be? And can we help build them up and prune them? You know, when they're feeling down, can we encourage them and lift them up? I think if we all live this out more fully in our day-to-day lives, we would see our marriages blossom into beautiful witnesses to those around us. And it's just such a beautiful text. I just love it. And I could go on more, but for the sake of time, I will end now. But please let this sink in. And if you're struggling with it, if you're troubled with it, you know, ask the Lord why. Why does this bother me? You know, I'm already giving to my wife. And, you know, because on the other side of this, don't forget that it doesn't say the wives have to be submissive in order for the man to die for her. It doesn't matter how your wife is. It doesn't matter if she's being kind or not. You edify, you affirm, and you prune. And you be the man God has called you to be out of love. And you do this as if you were doing it to yourself. You cherish and you nourish it. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this scripture. We thank you for enlightening our minds. We thank you for giving us our wives. We thank you for giving us our husbands. And we just ask that you pour your grace out upon our marriages, that we may become what you made us to be, that we may be closer to what you had planned in the beginning. And may we root out the sin and the wounds in our marriages, and we forgive each other through Christ's power and through Christ's name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.